Welcome to the latest episode of the El Arpa podcast. This is our new series, Story Time. You can check out the previous episodes on Audioboom, Spotify, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast platform. The story today is about rhythm. Rhythm of music can define a whole culture. It can be central to people's identity, cue our logo and name. We want you to be a part of that experience, so put your headphones and dancing shoes on and let yourself go for the next 5 minutes. I am always perplexed when someone tells me they have no rhythm. I suppose being born in a Mediterranean country where having rhythm is taken for granted, regardless of actual ability, it must be stressed, doesn't help. Only that, in reality, none of us have rhythm. Rhythm has us. Rhythm rolls us. And if you think that that is cheesy, listen to your heart, as in literally. Rhythm is at the core of human interaction with the world, and boy, do we love it. We seek it, we find it pleasant, it makes us happy. Rhythm breeds rhythm, and before it ends, it starts again. Isn't that the whole point? Yes, rhythm is sequential, and if there is something humans love, it's patterns. We always search for them, like one, two, see? I've recently discovered a couple of concert albums from bands that tell a story through a combination of music and spoken word. They get my mind going like no other, as if my headphones were side pins that slide into cogs to set off a clockwork machinery. I feel bellows working tirelessly to pump oxygen, like in a 19th century contraption, as I far too excitedly try to handle the fact that humans' best two attempts at harnessing rhythm, speech, and music are being combined. Just like every other great thing about being human, music turns bizarre if thought about for long. What marks the day when humans decide to modulate their speech in a way that becomes more pleasant both to themselves and to everyone around them? And what makes something and not something else worth singing about? Scientists speculate that the origin of human singing and making music was perhaps in imitating birdsong or the sound of the howling winds shaking the trees on a plain. Or that the need to communicate from a distance made it obvious to humans that altering the tone of their voice could serve as a beckoning tool. And this beckoning works in a broader sense. The world spins to the beat of faithful Catholics intoning litanies in Granada, just as a dervish dances frenetically to a drumbeat in Ankara, his tunic being pierced by 100 eyes as they watch him mesmerized. Rhythm's repetition helps create an altered state of consciousness, and one that favors a sense of community, from folk songs in small Armenian villages to a cramped stadium singing We Will Rock You. A collective ecstasy in which words are repeated, faster and faster, feet are stamped louder and louder, to accompany a fiddle crescendo. People holding hands draw circles on the ground that become smaller and then larger, smaller and then larger. Being human is often about stretching our arm out into space without being sure there will be anyone out there to get hold of it. Fortunately, and true to nature, rhythm is a dancing partner always readily available to take your hand, pull you close, and make your heart spin. Pirouette and bow.
I'm in heaven, and my heart beats so that I can hardly speak, and I seem to find the happiness I seek when we're out together dancing cheek to cheek.
That was rhythm. A story about the sounds that make the world keep on ticking. Please join us for our next episode of the Storytime series at El Arpa Podcast. You can also find us on Twitter at elarpa1 or on our website elarpamedia.com.
When we're out together dancing cheek to cheek.
to cheat. Oh, I love to climb a mountain and to reach the highest peak, but it doesn't thrill me half as much as dancing cheek to cheek. Oh, I love to go out fishing in a river or a creek, but I don't enjoy it half as much as dancing cheek to cheek.